Our next report comes from our good friend Augie over in Shevlin.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of April 22nd through April 28th. A lot was happening outside this week. On Tuesday, the 23rd, I observed a big bumblebee buzzing around. On Friday, the 26th, we went on a spring hike at Itasca State Park. The ice had just gone out on Lake Itasca, and that's about 2 days later than average. There I heard spring peepers, chorus frogs, nuthatches, and chickadees. I observed a red squirrel, hooded mergansers, and a porcupine hanging out in a tree branch in the sun. We also saw red maples flowering and hepatica flowers blooming. On Sunday, the 28th, we heard John Latimer do a phenology talk in Bemidji and also walked around to check out the plants on our farm to see how they were coming along. The aspens still have fuzzy catkins, and the catkins haven't started to drop. The birch catkins have grown long but are still tight and brown. The birch buds have just broken. Buds on the dogwood and raspberry have broken and show tiny leaves. The juneberry buds look just like the pussy willow. The tamaracks have small dots of green. The plums and bur oak buds are still closed tight. Nice to see you, John. Thanks for the talk. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Augie. It was great to see you as well. I'm always impressed. You're such a good observer, and lots of things there. The aspen catkins have not yet begun to fall. We're going to talk a little bit about aspen catkins during the phenology show later this morning, so stay tuned for that. Birch buds are broken, and they're broken here as well. You can see little cracks of green in the birch buds. The birch catkins, the male flowers on the birches, are softening but not yet distending. They are getting larger, but they aren't really putting out any pollen yet. And my own observations didn't show me any female birch flowers in the last couple of days. Not yet, anyway.